on the last verse. We have mentioned the barley harvest. Tony brought that before us earlier today, and I think it's important that just we mention the wheat harvest. And here's Ruth, who continued. We heard about that. Continued on from the barley harvest until the wheat harvest. Barley was that which we have risen with Christ. Seek those things where Christ sits at the right hand of the throne of God. What is the wheat harvest? John 14. Except the corn of wheat fall in the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. This is the wheat harvest, young people. It is the fact that we come in our spiritual growth into the understanding of the highest truths of what Christ has prepared for us, and that is the fact that He's called us unto Himself and that we are one with Him. And this is what we come to when we come to appropriate and glean from the wheat harvest. And so we've grown, and we'll leave it at this, spiritually, into a high level of understanding.
I want just to speak a little bit about this phrase in verse 1. Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, "My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee?" Well, there's an awful lot in that, isn't there? "That it may be well with thee." Why do brethren like Tony and Emil and John, David, myself, why do we do what we do this week of Grove City? Because we love you. And I'll tell you something, we've said this every year. Between the time that you come into this group at 14 and you leave this group normally at 20 or 21, you are going to make decisions that are going to affect your entire life upon this earth. How long is the rest of your life, young people? I don't know how long it'll be before the Lord comes. But if the Lord leaves you here, that's a long time. What a terrible thing when we witness young people that have made bad decisions. Decisions that have consequences with them. Decisions that mothers and fathers weep over. Because there are things they can't fix. There are situations that come into lives that they can only help their children pick up the pieces and do something that's far less than being well with thee. The verses the young brother read, "In all thy ways." You know, that's a pretty all-encompassing word. What's left out there? "In all thy ways, acknowledge Him." That doesn't mean just tell the Lord about it and do it. That means that I go before Him in exercise and I seek His direction. "Fear the Lord," it says, "and depart from evil." This is what Naomi wanted for Ruth. Naomi felt deeply in her heart what had happened in Moab. And I believe she dearly wanted the best for this young woman, Ruth, who had come to know the Lord. But she takes her slowly. She takes her deliberately. And Emil has helped us to see over and over. There is purity. There is godliness in the lives of all of the actors that we're looking here at. There can be nothing less than that if I'm going to expect the blessing of the Lord in my life. I can't sit in this room and say, "Well, you know, it's different with me. I'm an exception." It isn't different. You aren't an exception. And if we go the way of Ruth, and if we go the way of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and 7 there, we'll look back someday and we'll thank the Lord for Bible studies like this that helped me see I'm not like this world. They're going in one direction, and by God's grace, I'm going in an opposite.
The whole idea of trust is huge in this aspect for Ruth. Primarily, like in verse 22 and 23, you know, usually when older brethren might say something, or even our relationship with the Lord, we might say, well, we always have to question it. But why? But why? But why? But why? But when Naomi spoke to Ruth and says, stay with the maiden, she didn't say, but why? She just did it. Same thing in verse 5. She said, and all that I say unto me will I do. In this verse 5 of chapter 3. But basically, there was always just a response, because there's a level of trust. And I think that sometimes we live in this day that we're always trying to be so independent and depending on ourselves, and we have to provide for ourselves. And we need to really realize that we can do nothing without the Lord, and that when we put our full trust in Him, then He's always going to look after us. And then that's where you get into verse 1 of chapter 3, that it may be well with thee. The Lord knows our limitations. He'll never put more on us than we can bear. So our limitations, you know, sometimes we feel like we could keep on going, or maybe we might feel tired or whatever it might be, and that we might do things. But once we put our full trust in the Lord, then He will bless us, and He will always make sure that we have what is needed in order for us to keep on going.
I have to disagree with you on one thing. We, correct me if I'm wrong, whatever, but when you said we can't do anything without the Lord, as far as salvation, yeah, that's true. But, you know, if we want to dedicate ourselves to something and say, you know, I want to have my own business someday, right? And you can do it without the Lord, but without the Lord in it, it means nothing.
Well, that's why we looked at the verse that talked about, you know, delighting in the Lord and giving our wills over to Him. You know, we mentioned about Demas the other day, that having loved this present age, that he gave up the things of Christ. And Demas, and those things might have been some noble things or legitimate things, but it says he loved this age. So we do recognize that we can make decisions that are outside of the will of God, where we are not submissive or subject to His will. And then we find ourselves, as Brother Chuck says so often, trying to pick up the pieces for those poor decisions. Good, Brother.
We have a comment over here in this side.
I just want to read a verse that kind of goes along with what we've been saying. In Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." And throughout the book of Ruth, we never see Ruth really searching for any rest. She's always concerned with the work of the Lord. And because of that, the Lord has granted her blessing, and she didn't even have to ask for it.
I want to wrap us up. It's 12 after. Who? Yeah, go ahead. And then we'll give. I want to leave a verse with us.
I hope it's on. Okay, there it goes.